Well, you know, again, our defense, instead of getting better in the second half, it got worse. We were up 60% in the second half, and just got to be able to make defensive stops to have a chance to win. We came out in the second half, we scored the ball a little better to start, but defense just couldn't get the stops. We got a guy who scored 36 points on us, and 13 for 17 from the field, and 5 for 5 from 3, 5 for 6 from the line. I'd say it was a poor defensive performance.
Coach, you guys came out pretty strong there at the beginning.
Well, we just didn't, you know, they shot 54% in the first half, 60 in the second. So, you know, when you're trying to find yourself offensively, the one thing that has to be a constant, no matter what, is your defense. You got to make stops. It's something we were able to do when we got back into the game against Drexel, first game of the year. We made defensive stops in the second half, even though our offense was still struggling. So, when you're just not going to win a game if you're giving up 57% from the floor for the entire game.
Are you worried at all about the first 3 games?
Am I worried? Yeah. I'm not worried. I mean, we're a struggling basketball team. My job is to come and get us better. Well, what am I worried about? I'm disappointed that we're not playing better.
Are there any more questions? You guys really pushed it a lot, especially the fans in there. Had some problems finishing a little bit. Just talk about that. You were pushing it a lot. You were running it a lot, and then you kind of run it, and then it seemed like you had a little bit of a problem finishing. Is that
you saw? Well, I mean, we weren't able to run it as much as we would have liked because we couldn't get the defensive stops to get out and run. But we have to do a better job finishing. We got a few good open looks on a break and didn't convert. So there's a lot of areas we need to improve upon.
Do you have an answer for your team's own three-point shooting over the first 3 games?
For our team's?
Your own three-point shooting.
No, I don't. If you get open looks, we've got to be able to make them. We've got some guys, a few guys can shoot the ball, and you know they just haven't gone down. So not going to reinvent the wheel. I mean, guys that can shoot, we've got to come back to practice tomorrow and work on your game and you got to be able to step up and hit shots. But, you know, my bigger concern, obviously, is defensively.
Starting Bernardini and Riley in the front court, it's a good game. Still, I was 2 minutes or so in line to find a way to guys to sort of as a statement for starters.
Well, Bernardini's a guy who's a good shooter. He struggled today a little bit, but, I mean, he has the ability to get shots up. And you know, he's the guy on our team that we think is should be able to knock down open shots, and he's got good size for a guard. And Shriver and Riley showed a few positive signs in our loss to Loyola, and they practiced well, so we inserted them into the starting lineup. I think you still saw some, you know, whether they started or not, some of the same guys playing. Ketch got his game going a little bit and helped us out in Spurs.
I know something you're going to have to get used to, but do you feel like missing Darren Smith's perimeter defense and shooting in this game could change the outcome?
Well, missing Darren, you know, Darren's a big loss, but we've got to move on. We're not going to see him come back, but he's a good defensive player, and he's a guy that can knock down shots. He's a huge loss for us, huge. But he's just got to deal with it.
Are you going to be closer to kind of settling on a more definite road? Maybe a lot of guys get off in this game.
We'll evaluate the tape and come back to practice tomorrow and make decisions as we go along. Well, at this point, I think we'd all like to get back and play real quick. Like, we'd like to play right now. At least I would anyway. So, you know, right now for us, our focus has to be much more on ourselves than our opponent. Let's just get out there and play, you know. Get a practice in, let's get right back at it. Let's see if we can find a way to play with a little more competitiveness and pride. And sooner or later, we got to become an angry team, you know, and we'll see how we respond. There's no place to hide. You got to, you know, we got to get better. And we all have to get better, myself included.